Good morning to you, Jared. A federal case with LBC's Tuesday Morning News, Steve Lindell. In the Madison County paper, this story from late last week.
I'm Peter Killeen. A 73-year-old man who told police he belongs to a rescue group whose purpose is to prevent the opening of an abortion clinic is facing federal charges of trying to destroy a proposed women's reproductive health clinic in Danville early Saturday morning. Herald Bulletin reporting, Philip Buno of Prophetstown arrested after a call to the clinic for police at about 4:30 in the morning.
A suspect in a double murder in Indianapolis in 2021 has been caught.
Lamar Ball faces two counts of murder in the shooting deaths of two men, Justice Wills and Eric Colvin, on the east side that happened in June that year. U.S. Marshals worked with LAPD to bring Ball in. As Ball tried to get away from pursuing officers, two of the officers were hurt during the pursuit. Ball was eventually caught, though, and he also faces a few charges in Los Angeles. He's expected to be brought back to Indiana eventually to face the murder charges. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
NDOT wants to hear from you on a road project. WLBC's Brett Busby has that.
NDOT is going to hold a public information meeting for the U.S. 36 and State Road 9 corridor in Pendleton. That meeting Wednesday, June 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m. at the Pendleton Heights School cafeteria. The presentation set for 6:30, followed by an open house where one-on-one questions can be answered. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
It's Fox Wheels.
Memorial Day weekend officially kicked off the start of summer in the U.S. and summer driving. But a warning to parents, it also begins the 100 deadliest days for teen drivers.
Teenagers have more time to spend on the road. That means potentially engaging in behavior like speeding or texting or just being in the vehicle with other teenage passengers, which can, you know, just accidentally lead to distraction.
Ford Motor Company's Alex Buznego, the company for the 20th year, offering a driving skills for life program. Coming to a city near you, where driving professionals in a closed course will work with teens and parents to provide hands-on and online training. The team's primary focus, speed management, hazard recognition, vehicle handling, and space management. Critical factors in more than 60% of vehicle crashes. DrivingSkillsForLife.com for more details. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Bears and more to help kids. That and National next on LBC.